Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you're all doing good and you're ready to hear the second part of the prophet we were talking about yesterday. Do you remember which prophet it was? Well, I can't hear you, but I hope you didn't say Nuh, because we finished Nuh, the one before yesterday's episode. Today, inshallah, we're going to continue to talk about Ibrahim alayhi salam. You remember? We spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salam and how the people disbelieved in him, and then they tried to burn him in the fire, but he made dua to Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. Because only Allah can protect us from anything that can happen to us, right? Because Allah controls everything in the universe. There is nothing that happens without the permission of Allah. So who do we ask help for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do you remember the dua that I taught you yesterday? I hope you memorized it. Today, alhamdulillah, I got some videos. And at the end of this episode, I want you to pay attention, because we're going to play some of your videos, not all of you, but some of your videos. So watch for that, okay? The dua was Bismillah, الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. It's never too late. If you didn't record it yesterday, you could still record it today. Although we do have a different assignment for today. So, where did we leave off with Ibrahim alayhi salam? So Ibrahim was a little boy. They tried to burn him in the fire, and the fire didn't burn him. So then his father told him, okay, I want you to leave me. Don't stay here in my town, because I want to continue to believe in my idols. Ibrahim said, please, my dad, please, why are you still not a believer in Allah? Didn't you see that the fire didn't burn me after I made dua to Allah? Didn't you see me break? I broke all of the idols and none of them could even help themselves. He said, yes, I know, but I can't leave the religion of my grandparents and my parents. So he said, okay, dad, God will forgive you if you repent to him. And God is the most merciful. If you ever decide to repent from worshiping these idols, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you for everything, even trying to burn me. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives for everything. Okay? So, Ibrahim alayhi salam left. And on his way out, he walked out to a different town and he went to this big capital city of a huge empire. And the king of this empire heard of Ibrahim. So he told him, hey, little boy, I heard you're causing trouble in one of the towns. Let me talk to you. So who is this God that you believe in? He said, my God is the one that created everything. So the king said, can you tell me one thing that your God does that I can't do? So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, easy. That's a piece of cake. God makes things live and makes things die. Makes them alive and makes them die. Right? Who controls life and death? Only Allah. Who controls who lives? Allah. And who controls who dies? Allah. So you know what the king thought he was clever. You know what he said? He said, I control life and death as well. So Ibrahim said, how? So the king told his guards to bring two prisoners. So they go and they drag two prisoners from jail and they say, come with us. And they're saying, oh no, don't take me. And they're dragging them and they put them in front of the king and in front of Ibrahim. And he says, you see these two people, Ibrahim? Ibrahim says, yes. He says, they were both sentenced to die in prison. but I'm going to make one of them live. So you, go and live. So the man ran away. He said, yes, I'm alive, I'm free. And the other one was sentenced to what? Death as well. So the king said, guards, kill the other one. So they killed the other man. Oh my goodness. So Ibrahim saw the man die in front of him. And the king said, ha 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 ha. You see, I control life and death. The other one would have died, but I made him live. And this one was going to live, but I made him die. So Ibrahim didn't even debate. He's like, that's not the life and death I'm talking about. I'm talking about the life from nothing. And I'm talking about death from nothing. Only Allah controls that. But you know what? Ibrahim didn't waste his time with that man because he knew the king was foolish. So he brought something even greater. So you know what he said? He said, hey, my God, this is Ibrahim speaking now. Ibrahim said, my God makes the sun come out from the east and set in the west every single day. So what happened to the king? The king said, huh, you know I can't do that. So Ibrahim said, then you're not God because you can't do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. See the king? He was just dumbshocked. He said, oh my goodness. I was just outproved by this little boy. He proved to me that I'm not a God. Leave, little boy. I don't want to see you again. So Ibrahim just left. And he continued to pray to Allah. And you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with the ones who believe in Him and is always with the ones who have faith in Him. Allah will never leave a believer alone. Allah will always help and support you in every part of your life. But you have to be with Allah in your heart. You have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so strong that no one can convince you that Allah cannot do anything for you. You have to believe Allah can do anything for you. And then Allah will do. Okay? So Ibrahim continued his journey and he went to Al-Sham. Okay? Which is many countries right now, like Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria. This is all Sham. And that's where Ibrahim alayhi salam lived. And Ibrahim alayhi salam got married. And he took his wife to a place in the world that has no one. A plain desert in the middle of the mountains. Because Allah commanded him to go and travel to that place. It's the holiest place in the world. So Ibrahim alayhi salam took his wife and took his baby. And he had a baby named Ismail. A little baby, subhanAllah. And Ismail was just a baby, but Allah ordered him to take his wife and this little baby all the way to this desert. So he traveled and he fulfilled the command of Allah. He said, I know it's a desert. I know there might not be water. I know there might not be food, but Allah will never let me die because you know what? I'm a believer. And he believed in Allah. So he took his wife, he took his child, whose name was, do you know his name? I can't hear you. His name was Ismail. Yes. So he took Ismail and he took his wife. Do you know his wife's name? His wife's name was Hajar. Yes. So he took Hajar and Ismail all the way to Mecca. But did anyone live in Mecca at the time? No, it was a barren land. There was nothing. There was not even a single plant. It was only sand and rocks. And it was very hot. Very, very hot. So when he got there, he went to the place of the Kaaba. Of course, was there a Kaaba there? No. It was just rocks, sand and rocks. And he left his wife and his son Ismail. And he stayed there for a little while. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim to leave his wife and his son, his baby son, and go back to Sham. So he said, oh Allah, Did he say what is going to happen to my wife and child? No. Because he said, Allah ordered me, I have to do it. And that is what a believer is. He didn't question what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to do. He didn't question, he had no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only command him to do that which is good for him and that which is good for his wife and his son. So he told his wife, honey, I'm packing my bags and I'm leaving. I'm going back to Sham. She said, wow, you're going to leave us here in the middle of this desert? He said, yes. So he walked away and she was wondering, she's like, what is going on? How am I going to live? There's nothing to eat. There's nothing to drink. Not a single well, not a river, lake, or any body of water. It's just a desert. But subhanAllah, she was a believer too. So when Ibrahim walked away, she called him. She said, Ibrahim, Ibrahim. He said, what? She said, did Allah command you to leave? Or did you just decide to leave? He said, no, Allah commanded me. So she said, Alhamdulillah, Allah will never lose us. Now I'm comfortable with you leaving because I know that Allah will never leave us to die. So as she was sitting, and obviously, you know, Ismail was still a baby and he was breastfeeding from his mother. I know it's a little awkward, right? But that's what babies do, right? And the mother got so thirsty that she couldn't breastfeed. And Ismail was very thirsty. He couldn't find water. There was no milk. There was nothing. And he was crying and crying and crying. And Hajar started to panic. She said, Ya Allah, please, please, Ya Allah. And then she went to a mountain called As-Safa. Yes, As-Safa, that when we do Hajj, we make tawaf around the Kaaba, then we go to the mountain of As-Safa, and then we go to Al-Marwa, right? And we do that 7 times. You know why we do that? It's because that's what Hajar did when she was looking for water and searching for people. She went all the way up Safa. She started calling, people, is there anyone there? Anyone with water? Anyone with food? But nobody answered her. Then she ran all the way to Marwa. And she said the same thing. And she came back to Safa. And she said the same thing. And she went back to Marwa. She did it 7 times. And then she went back to Ismail. And she was making dua, Ya Allah, please help people, is there anyone? She couldn't see a single plant or person or anything in her sight. But guess what? When Ismail was crying, she left Ismail, she didn't carry him over to Safa and Marwa, she left him right there. And when she left Ismail, Ismail was crying and banging with his heels and hitting with his fists. And you know what happened? When he hit with his heel, he hit hard and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a little spring come out. And the spring started to push out water from under the ground, subhanallah. So the water started to come out. And then Ismail was almost swimming in the water. So by the time Hajar came back, she saw Ismail in the middle of this water. She picked him up and she said, where'd this water come from? And the water kept coming out and coming out and coming out. And she couldn't stop it. She said, oh my God, this place is going to flood if the water doesn't stop. So she started saying, stop, stop. But you know how to say stop? You know how she said stop in her language? It was zem, zem. So she kept saying, zem, 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 stop, stop. And then the water stopped and went down. But the whole valley was filled with water. So she drank, and alhamdulillah, they were healthy. And then people started, they discovered there was water. So they came and they settled next to this well called Zamzam. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam left, and he came back years later, and Ismail was a grown man. He was still young, but he was grown. He wasn't a man yet. He was still a child, but he was able to run around, able to think, right? Maybe a few years of age. Maybe he was like 7, 8, 9, or 10. So when Ibrahim came back, he saw Ismail, and he was so happy to see that they were alive. But was he sure that Ismail and Hajar were going to be alive? Of course he was sure, because his heart was connected to Allah. When he turned his back and left, he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never command him to do something that's bad. So a lot of people came and they settled in this valley called Mecca. And Mecca was a very, very blessed land. This is a very long story. I think we need to push it for next time, inshallah. So today, we are going to learn a new dua that I want you to record and to send me at the email that you sent it to me last time. And if you didn't, please send me an email. So what I want you to do is, you have one of two homeworks, okay? You can either send me a video with the dua I'm about to tell you right now, or you can send me a picture of the two mountains of Safa and Marwa in the valley of Mecca with a baby and a well right next to it, which is the well of Zamzam. And you can mark it, okay? You can make it look beautiful. That's what I want you to do, okay? So it's either the picture or the video of the dua, or if you want to be like really awesome, you can do both. So what's the dua of today? The dua of today is, and I want you to repeat after me, and if you say this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you from evil. So you can add it on to the other dua that I told you, that I taught you yesterday. And we're going to play in a little bit. This dua is, A'udhu bikalimatillah attammat min sharri ma khalaq. Let's say it one more time, okay? And I want you to repeat it. Are you ready? A'udhu bikalimat illah attammat min sharri ma khalaq. Perfect! MashaAllah, you guys have been great. I was so happy to see your drawings of the boat or the ark of Nuh, and I was so happy to see you and hear you. Please, please, if you're listening, I want you to do the homeworks, because inshallah, I will make sure that you see yourself on this program one day. If you want to see yourself on a video on YouTube, then please do. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. See you tomorrow.
Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه.
Welcome. Today I am going to recite a beautiful dua. So I'm going to start right now. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. And if you read this dua day and night, you will be safe.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Yahya Muhammad. Bismillah al-lazi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis samai wa huwa as-sami'ul al-alim. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Yahya Muhammad. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. السلام
عليكم. المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.